Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Sandy Mosier with Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery.
And happy Saturday morning. It's a great day to be gardening and figuring out what is on our to-do list this weekend, Isaac. When we're looking out onto our balcony, we're growing maybe herbs or some beautiful color maybe out on that balcony, or we're looking out onto our lawns and our landscaping and going, what do I do next, right?
Right.
So we were talking about plants, the plants that you have to choose from Spring Garden Nursery, and that you're growing all of or most of what you sell, which is so important. Now, you're going to hear me say this. Why? Why is it important? So tell me, why is it important that I go and I buy something that our nurseries, because most of our nurseries do grow a lot of what they do, what they sell, which is nice. So why homegrown? Why do we want homegrown?
Well, because you can control, we've talked before, the foundation to a good, healthy plant is the soil. So if you know what you're using, because if you, you know, buy from someone else versus growing it, you have more control and you know that you have good quality soil.
Right. So you are growing your own and you know what's going on in those plants. And when you seeded them and when you transplanted them and how long you've had them. And when I go there as a customer to Spring Garden Nurseries, then I'm getting high quality. And when I was out there, I told Isaac, I said, there was not one person out there who wasn't watering or transplanting or trimming. Everybody was working and loving on all of the plants and shrubs. It was really fun to watch. So that's a very commonality there. That is a common practice with all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Because I know Enchanted and Nature's Way, they do get truckloads of plants, but they also grow their own. And even I know Sherry was talking about the truckloads that they have been getting in, and they are very picky on where they come from for that exact reason. You know, they grow, they buy from local. And I'm just going to say it because I don't think any of our Home Show Garden Pros want to say it, but we need to be careful where we buy our plants. And that's why we are so thankful to have the Home Show Garden Pros to choose from. Because if you go to a convenient location, say a big box store on a corner, they may have a buyer in Chicago. Or they may, you know, those plants aren't being taken care of also once they're there at the store. So,
well, and the problem is if you're not buying local, it might be a plant coming from somewhere, different climate, different weather.
And you're not going to run into an Isaac or a team member that knows what's going on. Which I love, because I have a question every time I'll go in there to any of our Home Show Garden Pros, and I'll go in, I'll have a list of what I want to get. Or what I need, and then inevitably something will come to mind and I'll have questions. And anywhere at our Home Show Garden Pros, you can ask team members. It doesn't just have to be Joey, Danny, Isaac, Anita, anyone.
Well, that's one thing that, I love to help people with if they have questions. I have customers come in with pictures. I help them do design if they have any questions.
That's a great point. I read an article about design. So that's something important for folks to think about when we're having to replace plants in our landscaping. There's some structure, and I don't mean like, you know, evenness, you know, a shrub here, but there are some things that you start with, obviously your soil. But I've heard people talking about the bones of your landscaping. So what do you, if someone's, say they're building a new bed, what's some guidance that you would give them?
Well, I would start with right plant in the right place.
Meaning?
Meaning you, I mean, we discussed the soil, and also light conditions.
Soil and sun.
Because you don't want to put a plant that needs a lot of sun in a shady place and vice versa.
And moisture.
a plant that, and there's plants that will tolerate the moisture, and then there's plants that don't like a lot of moisture. So knowing your plants and knowing your soil and the light conditions
is really important.
Very important.
Right. So because there are some plants that, like you say, for the moisture, they like to be planted maybe a little bit higher. They like more a drier condition. But, of course, they all need moisture at some point.
Well, the thing is when you do most installations, I would recommend 2 to 4 inches above grade.
Oh, see, that always used to bother me until I understood why. Right. Tell us why.
Well, the why is because if you plant it even with the grade, it'll settle over time, and then that's going to be lower. And so your runoff or your rain or whatever is going to go to those low spots, and you could have drainage issues.
Yeah, a little swampy.
Yeah, very swampy.
And that's going to kill our roots.
Well, you can have root rot. You'll get fungal issues, disease issues.
Yeah. It just you want it to have the perfect amount of water.
Right.
And that's why the soil is really important, because then you've got soil that's going to absorb the water that it needs.
Absorb the water or drain in.
Okay, so it's not just going to be sitting in there.
Right.
So the bones of our landscaping, if we're looking at, maybe we should put in some trees, some decorative trees. That would be something fun. Right. What would be a next thing that I could look at adding to a landscaping area?
Well, you can start with your trees, and the next would be like your shrubs. You might want evergreen. You might want deciduous. Flowering, it just depends.
On the shrubs, I can do a mixture of deciduous and evergreen, right?
Yes.
Because then in the winter, I'm still going to have some green out there, right?
Right.
Okay, so give me an example of an evergreen shrub.
Wax myrtle.
Nice. Okay.
Wax leaf ligustrum.
There's
several varieties of viburnums.
Ooh, okay. And those will be pretty throughout the year.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about the deciduous?
The deciduous, there's one that I really like, deciduous magnolia.
Oh.
Or a flowering magnolia.
Okay.
It puts on a pink purple flower early spring.
Really?
And then after it flowers, it has the leaves.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Well, I love that. And then, of course, there's always adding some color.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great time to do it. Don't be afraid of the cold weather this weekend.
Right.
But when we return, we're going to talk about what we can put in this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and maybe anything that we need to do if we live north of I-10. Because there is going to be some chilly weather.
Yeah.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Isaac a call. And when you give Isaac a call this morning, you get 2 free tickets to the Cyfair Home and Garden Show. You can call him at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Spring has arrived. It's time to explore the latest home and landscaping inspiration all under one roof at the Cyfair Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend. Meet local experts for color, organization, design, and outdoor living. There'll be DIY workshops, a plant sale, and the GHBA Remodelers Charity Garage Sale. You don't want to miss. Plus, free parking. More information and discounted tickets online at homeshowradio.com. The Cyfair Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend at the Berry Center.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And welcome back. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Isaac a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. This is a co-op of locally owned and operated nurseries, and they rotate through here every Saturday morning to take your calls. And this morning, it is Spring Gardens Nursery. They are up off of 99 and Gosling, and right near the Klein Oak High School. So easy to find, beautiful location, and a new Home Show Garden Pro, which we're thrilled to have you here. And he has been taking calls, and we've been talking about soil, and we've been talking about landscaping, some great landscaping tips. And I also mentioned that on homeshowgardenpros.com, you can send in a question to Isaac or any of our Home Show Garden Pros. And this morning, Isaac, I've got a stack of them here. I'd like to throw a few at you. Mm-hmm. We went over one earlier about poison ivy, getting rid of that. That's kind of a scary thing. But we have James, who says that he had chinch bugs and grubs both last year, which resulted in a great loss of grass. I plan to resod this spring. Do I spray the affected areas first to kill the eggs, or should I resod and then put down granules? So he wants to prevent.
Yes.
So what should he do?
Well, we have a great product called Buginator.
Okay.
It's a fertilizer with an insecticide, so you could put that down before, and then you could also do repeat applications after the sod is established.
All right. So does he literally put that down now and then the sod on top?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I think prevention is better than trying to fix it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because when we get in late spring and early summer and start having issues, sometimes it's hard. So we also have Gary here, and he says, I have two fig trees from Mother's Day of 2022. We planted them, and then the cold came. The leaves turned brown. I cut off the leaves, and now it looks like the fig trees have died. What do I do to bring them back to life?
Well, the first thing to do is determine if it is dead. There's a scratch test that you can do. You can use your fingernail, or I like to use a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And you can scratch from the highest point or the outward branches and work your way in.
Okay. All righty.
So you can scratch, just a slight scratch, to see if you have green or brown.
Right.
So you'd want to start outwards
at the ends okay,
or the top, and work your way down or inward.
Okay.
And you scratch. If you see brown on the tips, then work your way inward and until you see green.
Yeah. And then if you see green, that's a good sign.
Yes.
So at the point of green, he was saying that he had cut some of his branches down. So yes. Should he cut the ones that he's scratching and it's brown, should he cut those off or leave them?
Yes, because okay. They're dead.
All right, just cut them. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to grow on there. Cut them off.
Nope.
But once you get to the green, let's mm-hmm. hang on.
Right.
Okay, so on the fig tree, if it had some of this damage,
mm-hmm.
anything he should be fertilizing it with or anything else besides the pruning?
Yeah, I would recommend fertilizing with a granular.
Okay.
And also a liquid. We discussed before the super seaweed, ocean harvest. Those are great liquids.
Okay. Yes. And I love the MicroLife super seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry and I sit here and just ooh and ah over it.
Right.
I know she uses it quite often. And once she got me on it, I just love it. Because it's almost like the next morning your plants are saying thank you.
Well, the super seaweed's great. It's a great root stimulator. It's got minerals.
It does it all.
Yeah, a lot of vitamins
right.
The plants need.
Right. So you can do that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll send that message back to Gary about his fig trees. I love that. Now, we were talking about the super seaweed, and you gave me some information earlier this morning mm-hmm. about what we can do. It's not going to freeze,
right?
But it's going to get cold. So what are some steps we should take? And actually, I'm getting a sign from Will. We've got to take a break. So when we return, Isaac, we're going to talk about some little steps. Don't panic. It's not going to freeze. Mm-hmm. But there are some things we can do, especially if we've got some new plants that we've planted, to take care of them during this cooler nights tomorrow night. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Sunny today, monsoon rain tomorrow. Freezing one day, 100 degrees the next. Welcome to Houston, where wild weather is part of our everyday life. Makes enjoying outdoors difficult. Until now, Houston Shade Pro extends your living area with the world's smartest motorized screens. Enjoy touch-of-a-button protection from sun, rain, dust, and bugs. Plus, get more privacy. HoustonShadePro.com takes the wild out of our weather and extends your outdoor living area. Take control now. Visit HoustonShadePro.com.
Want more butterflies and hummingbirds? Get Cuvia, Salvia, Camellia, and Mist Flowers. Your yard will come alive in color and activity, just like we do at Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are thrilled to have Spring Gardens Nursery joining the team of experts we have here at Home Show Garden Pros. Isaac is here from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And Isaac, you have got Manny on the line. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to welcome Isaac to the rotation of pros.
Oh,
he
great.
He sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Manny.
He is.
His center, so. But my question is, I need to build up my soil. I'm in my yard. At least about 4 inches, and I just want to know what's the best way of starting that out and his expertise on doing that.
Right. Now, your landscaping soils, is that what you're saying you want to increase?
Well, just the lawn.
Oh, the lawn. Grass. Okay.
Yeah, because I've got an area that when it rains, it just puddles, mm-hmm. and so I want to build it up so it doesn't puddle.
Okay. All right. Yes, I had one of those areas too. Isaac, yes. What should we do for those low-lying areas in our lawn?
Well, it depends on how much you want to build it up. If you're talking several inches, you might want to remove the grass, build that area up, and then put new sod or put the sod back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what do we build an area up with first?
Again, probably compost or like a mixed soil.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a thicker layer of the compost on there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you think you're going to build it up or do you want to just add some new sod on there? What are you going to do, Manny?
Okay. And I need to build it up because it's a low-lying area.
Okay.
And I just.
What about topsoil? Topsoil compost and then grass?
Yeah, like a topsoil. Okay. Topsoil mixed with compost.
Because it sounds low.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like a swampy area.
Right. Well, what happened was my neighbor put it in a swimming pool and they took all the soil that they had from the pool and they put it in their front yard. And so that made my front yard low. Right. So I need to build my soil up to get back to their level.
Oh, right. So otherwise, you're going to be the wash off.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So to build it up, compost or topsoil. If it's a lot, maybe a layer of topsoil.
Well, if he's going to build it up a lot, I would remove the grass in the low area and then build it up, you know, probably 2 to 4 inches and then put the grass back on top.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. I appreciate it. And once again, welcome to the show. I listen to you guys on a regular basis.
Thank you very much.
I love the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Manny. Yeah, that's hard. Oh, when someone's topography has changed next to you and then you've got to correct whatever's going on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know I had an area, sort of a lumpy and bumpy area, and my grass was okay, but it was kind of smushy. So I put a little bit of the topsoil and then the leaf mold compost. Mm-hmm. And I posted a picture on the Home Show Garden Pros Facebook page. And it was amazing. Within probably 8 days, I had – now, mine wasn't as low as what Manny was talking about.
Right.
Manny was talking about low, and then mm-hmm. that's when you recommended getting up the grass and kind of starting over. Mine was just kind of lumpy and bumpy.
A low spot.
Low spot.
Yeah.
So the grass was able to pop through the compost mm-hmm. as opposed to Manny's, much lower. So I took a picture, and it is just amazing. You know, I mean – the grass is so happy to have that compost that it can grow up through, you
right.
know? So I just love that. The different experiments, and it just depends on, you know, what your need is and what you're talking about. So, Manny, good luck on that. And I love that he knows about spring garden nurseries. That's good. Amazing. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give, Isaac, I was about to say Manny, you can give Isaac a call at 281-833-3333. And every caller gets 2 tickets to the Sci Fair Home and Garden Show, which is next weekend. So give Isaac a call, not just for that reason, but because you're going to get great information. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return after this.
My name is Scott McGrath, and I am the chief bug killer at McGrath Pest Control. In the Bible, you will often hear the story about Noah's Ark and how all of the creatures of the world loaded up on his boat in boy-girl pairs while the rest of the world flooded. Well, if that had been the story of Scott McGrath's Ark, I would have went into the section of the boat with all the insects and taken a flamethrower to it. But since I was not on that boat, our world is riddled with nuisance pests, and I've made it my mission to play the world's biggest game of catch-up. Visit McGrathPestControl.com. For a good time, follow me on Twitter at McGrathPest. Thank you.
If I don't ask, I'll never know. This may sound dumb, but here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight? Me neither.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, gardeners. This is Shelby with Nature's Way Resources, and we are so ready to welcome in spring with you guys this year. We're all stocked up on tomatoes, peppers, and strawberries, and don't forget to pick up a bag of your Garden Mix Light. It's a great addition to your flower beds, and it's a great medium to use with all of your vegetables. Don't forget to pick up a bag of your remineralizer that is just an extra boost of trace minerals and will help your garden thrive. If you're looking for some flowers, trees, or shrubs, the nursery is all stocked up, and we have the perfect compost or fungal compost to add to those. Top dressing or filling in your pots. If you're looking for some fruit trees or for some fruit bushes, we have plenty of blueberries in all different varieties. Our azalea mulch and our blueberry mix are great to add with that. Nature's Way Resources is located just north of the Woodlands, right off of 45, exit 1488. Go across the railroad tracks, take a right, and you'll run right into us. So come by and see us. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Isaac.
And good morning. Well, you have heard us talking about microlife all the time. And let's get ready for the blooming spring season. This is the time to use microlife fertilizer. You can start by spreading your microlife Humates Plus. You've heard us talking about that just this morning. Everywhere on your lawn and gardens. It's concentrated compost in a bag. It adds essentials and soil improving carbon, which is wonderful to add to our lawn and garden. And it's easy to apply. Get a nutritional jump for spring by adding MicroLife 624 everywhere on your lawn, garden, and landscaping. Even during winter's dormancy, your plants need MicroLife minerals and billions of beneficial microbes. So now we're moving into the spring and we want blooming and greening to happen. So MicroLife fertilizers are safe for your plants, your children, and your pets. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro locations. For details, visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, Sandy and Isaac. Emily.
Yes, Emily. How are you, Emily? Good morning.
Doing very good. How are y'all?
We're good. What do you have for Isaac?
Okay, so we just moved into a new build, and so the landscaping is very basic. My husband and I want to kind of DIY it ourselves. My question is, when we look at the layers that are there right now, it's basically mulch on top of sand, and the plants are planted into the sand. Is it best that we remove the sand and try to put, like, soil down?
You can leave the sand because that'll be good filtration. I would just add, like, a compost or a mixed soil.
Okay. That's good news for you.
Okay, because we were, like, we've never seen that before where it's, like, these plants are just planted in the sand. So we just weren't sure if, you know, because we need to build it up a little bit because we're also going to add a, like, a brick front and everything.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
And so I guess, yeah, on top of the sand, we can just add some compost or something and then keep going and put mulch on top of that.
Correct, yes. I'd recommend probably 2 to 4 inches of, like, a compost or a mixed soil.
And get a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Okay. I mean, we recommend, I mean, leaf mold compost we love from Nature's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we also recommend going to any of our Home Show Garden Pros only because they're local, they're family owned, they get the good stuff, they only sell you the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. Well, thank y'all.
Okay, so Emily, hopefully that helps her. That's a great, we hear that a lot about people moving into new neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Or, you know, where they have a new lawn or new landscaping because there's a lot of junk that's underneath those, mm-hmm. right? They just leave the trash or the bricks under there.
But if you can, like I said, mix that in, amend the beds with that compost, and that's a good time to put like a granular fertilizer as well.
Oh, good. So, Emily, if you're still there, the compost and then a granular fertilizer, and those are easy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we recommend MicroLife. We love that because it's safe around humans and pets. And it's not going to harm your landscaping.
Right.
So I think that'll be very pretty. What a fun little project. And that's easy to do. So the compost and the natural fertilizer, and then she's going to have her pretty trim around there. That's just perfect. Earlier we were talking about, we had a caller in about the low spot, Manny.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I kind of stepped over you, and I did not mean to do that,
Isaac.
No,
you're fine.
Because my low spot and Manny's low spot were different.
Right.
Right? His is more, it sounds like the full front lawn is lower than his neighbor's now.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was just a little spot. So the solution was different for each of us, right?
Right.
Okay, so tell me what you were talking about with Manny's. His, it sounds like the neighbor built up one side of his lawn and poor Manny's going to have the runoff.
Right.
So what does he do?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. It depends on how severe it is. You can do a French drain system.
Oh.
That will help.
Yeah.
Pull off the excess water.
Okay.
And improve the drainage. And you can do aerating. That will that will allow the water, the excess water to go into the soil.
Okay. We talked about that earlier, right? So the roots are going to grow down too. That's going to be beneficial.
And then also adding, you know, like a Humate Plus or a compost, that'll help improve the drainage in the soil.
Okay. And for his large area, you had suggested him pulling up grass and almost rebuilding the front lawn, right? Okay. And that would be so he pulls up the grass and then the next step would be?
Applying like a compost or a mixed soil and amending that in that area.
Okay. And then the sod.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that helps I think I threw in my low spot and confused listeners. So I am sorry about that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I am here with Isaac, who is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery. They have been added to the long list of wonderful experts that we have, this co-op for Home Show Garden Pros. You've heard from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. Anita has been on the show, and Peter has also, Peter Nelson. Plants for All Seasons, our Sherry Hera that we love to have on here, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are south. Danny and Joey are out there helping you out in their beautiful locations. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center between the Woodlands and Conroe. And you've heard from our expert, John Ferguson. And this morning we have Isaac from Spring Gardens and Nursery Center. So when we return after this, we will talk to you about your landscaping ideas this weekend.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find at Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering.
Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
You know, there's something about a fireplace that really warms the soul. Dancing flames bring an easy smile if you've had a visit from Lord's Chimney this year. Lord's Chimney certified technicians use video scanning technology to find leaks, identify and fix issues before your home is at risk, and they guarantee a mess-free service every time. So, relax, enjoy your fireplace, and keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, Tom's trusted certified pro. Get a free virtual estimate online at lordschimney.com.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Another location that I love is Siena Mulch. They are south in the Rocheron area. And if you have a project, take your to-do list there because it is a beautiful location and they have everything to choose from. Siena Mulch is a green waste recycler and they manufacture their own premium hardwood mulch. And this is the time we need to get that mulch out there to protect our plants and get them ready for whatever season we are in right now. So at Siena Mulch, you can choose from mulch, soil, sand, compost, gravels, and stones. What I also love about Siena Mulch is they sell seeds, the Bentley seeds, and they will also donate to the local schools when you purchase their seeds. Siena Mulch also carries your favorite fertilizers and plant foods. They have landscapers tools. They do deliveries. So it is a one-stop shop for those projects. They are in Rocheron and they do deliveries also. Siena Mulch is so much more than mulch. Find out more at homeshowgardenpros.com. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we are excited to add them to the list of our Home Show Garden Pro experts. And Isaac, we have got Paul waiting on the line to talk to you. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. How are you?
I'm fine. So my question would be, my wife did a lot of baking over the holidays, and so I saved all the pecan shells and peanut shells. Are they good for the garden?
They can be good for the garden. One product that I recommend, which you can find almost on every corner, is coffee grounds.
Oh. And then what do you do with the coffee grounds and the shells?
You can put them in your beds.
Oh, fun. So could he compost his pecan shells and peanut shells?
Yeah, you can compost them or, you know, mix them in the soil.
Okay, so mix them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you could use them sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are they adding? What are those shells adding to the soil?
They're adding carbon.
Carbon. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we just talked about that's a good thing to add. Mm-hmm. And then the coffee grounds, we hear a lot about that you can reuse your coffee grounds. Well, there you go, Paul. You can add those shells to your garden and landscaping.
Okay, that's very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. What a great question. I love the reusing, and we talked earlier about my piles of pollen that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of bagging them, I am going to spread some of it around just because I hate to have bags and bags. Even
right.
if I have half the bags that I would have, I'm reusing nature.
Right.
So as Mother Nature does. And I love it. Anita Nelson, I think we had some questions about oak trees, you know, about trimming my oak trees. Is it the time of year to trim my oak trees? And Anita's answer was, now we're not arborists here, but she said, you know, let's step back and look at Mother Nature. And that's what you were saying earlier. You know, what is Mother Nature doing?
Right.
So, you know, what is Mother Nature doing to our oak trees and to our to the lawns and grasses? Mother Nature doesn't bag our leaves.
No. But the question on the pruning is the best time to prune trees is, you know, when they're dormant.
Oh, okay.
And there's usually three reasons for pruning.
Okay.
The three D's of pruning: dead, disease, and design.
Okay. All right. Well, and I know I've got a little bit of a problem: dead, disease, and design.
Mm-hmm.
One of my oak trees, we have some beautiful that we inherited from this house. They were already mature when we got there. But one in the backyard is looking a little like lopsided. And I think over time, whoever was trimming them, you know, they didn't do a really good job. What's the theory about the, on big mature oak trees, on mm-hmm. trimming the interior of yes. those, you know, because I've got the interiors kind of trimmed out, and then I've got some of these lanky, long branches, which I'm not thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that? What is that doing for the heaviness on the end of the branches?
Well, you want to thin it out. That's called a crown pruning.
Okay.
You want to thin it out because you don't want too many branches like crossing.
Oh, I've heard about the crossing. Okay.
Because what happens is it weakens the union on the branches.
Okay.
And especially, you know, during hurricane season, you want the air to pass through the trees.
Okay.
Because if it resists, if you've got a lot of branches and leaves, then that's when you could have trees falling over.
Okay, because it's going to act as a wall inside mm-hmm. there and catch
yeah.
the air.
Instead of the air going through it. So that's okay. it. That's one thing that's very important, the crown pruning.
Okay, so that's on the interior.
Yes.
But, and they've done that,
mm-hmm.
but almost to the extent that I don't like it because I have, well, this one branch in particular, it's mm-hmm. a long branch, mm-hmm. and then it's got a clump at the end of it. So would it be dangerous to cut that branch like off midway, or I mean, it really looks odd.
Yeah.
And it's hanging and blowing mm-hmm. and, you know, and I almost wonder if it's not going to break off at some point.
Yeah. You don't want a lot of your weight and branching toward the end.
That's what that's what's happened to this one yeah. in particular. The whole yeah. tree looks fine mm-hmm. except for this one big branch.
Yeah. There's an improper practice called lion telling mm-hmm. is where you would trim the branches mm-hmm. clear to the end. And yeah. you don't want to do that because a lot of your weight
right.
and that weakens the union closer to the trunk.
Okay. So is it dangerous for – not dangerous, or is it bad for the tree if I take that one branch off? Because it's really only one branch that they did this off.
No, that should be fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I can take care of that because mm-hmm. I want the whole tree to be healthy.
Right.
And I also don't want it to break off.
Correct.
Okay.
Because if that breaks off, then that could tear and damage the outside, the cambium layer, and then you're more prone to insect diseases. So you want to be able to control that and be proactive.
Right. So that's great to remember mm-hmm. because people ask us about tree trimming all the time. So dead, disease, and design are the mm-hmm. reasons to prune.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I am here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and he is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Catch all the fish, drink all the beer, anchor down or stay in here. Might take all day, might take all year. Catch all the fish, drink all the beer.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's that time of year. Spring is around the corner, I promise. And now is the time to do research on some great ideas. And you can do that at the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, March 25th and 26th, the Sci-Fair Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Berry Center. Tom Tynan's going to be broadcasting there from 9 to noon next Saturday. And there are going to be over 200 businesses and services there that you can wander and get ideas. And guess what? There's another chance for the ultimate pantry makeover. That is fun. You can also find a bargain at the Greater Houston Builders Association Remodelers Council charity garage sale. That's a great idea. You can save $2 off at the door. Online teachers, you get half off on Saturday and Sunday. Sci-Fair ISD employees, you get half off. And on Sunday, we want to thank and recognize all military personnel, veterans, fire, police, and first responders. You will get in for free next Sunday, March 26th. The doors open at 9 on Saturday, 10 on Sunday. Go to thehomeshowradio.com and follow the Home and Garden Living link to get your tickets. And the parking is free. It is at the Berry Center. But I want to remind folks, if you call in with a question for Isaac this morning, you get two free tickets. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. And Isaac, we have got a line of calls for you. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. I have a tree question for you.
Great.
I have a Chinese pistache. I'm not sure how to say it. Mm-hmm. It's about 35 feet tall, and the crown is almost as wide as it is tall. It's really branched out widely. But the trunk, about 8 feet up, it splits into two trunks, and the one is a little narrower than the other, and the narrower one has a bunch of branches perpendicular to the trunk, sticking way out, and it looks to me like it could crack off easily, and I'm not sure if it's like, the Bradford pears where that does happen, and I'm wondering if I should cut off that smaller trunk.
The perpendicular one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend that you thin that out a little bit so you don't have the weight, so you can prevent it from, tearing or splitting.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
And how close does she trim it, right at the trunk?
It depends on how many, like she said, perpendicular branches that she has.
All right. So Isaac recommends getting those off of there.
Yeah, I would thin it out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Tony. Great question, since we were just talking about oak trees also. And we have Oscar on the line. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. Last year, I bought my house, and the grass is in the front yard is just dying. It doesn't look like it's getting any better. And I hired a company to come in and feed it throughout the winter. So what I've done now is I brought in three different companies to come in and give me estimates on what it would cost to lay new grass down.
Mm.
And what I found out was one said, I will come in and lay down the grass on top of the current grass, and you should be fine because it's going to grow fine. It's not going to be a problem. The second company told me, no, it's better for us to rip out the grass and lay in the new grass. And so I just want to understand. Mm, I just want to get from you guys what is the best option, because obviously I don't want to do it the wrong way.
Right. Well, you called the right person.
Well, what you can do is you can kill the existing grass, and then I would add like a compost and improve your soil, and then you can go back with a new grass.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And I think the one that told me that they would lay it on top is exactly what they're saying, because most of the grass is already dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, we'll just lay something over. They didn't get specific, and then they said, we'll lay the new grass over that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But the grass died for a reason, right, Isaac?
Yeah, it could be soil. It mm-hmm. could be not enough light.
Right. So I'd be, I mean, with the guys coming in, I'd want to find out, what are you going to put underneath the new sod? Right.
And it also depends on what type of grass.
Oh, and what type of grass is it, Oscar?
I could not tell you. Actually, one of the guys that were there were saying, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what kind of grass you have, because most of it's already dead. And it looks like there's two different grasses here. And that's the other challenge that I have. Is I don't know what type of grass that is.
Is it a thinner blade or a thicker blade?
It's a little bit thicker. It's a little bit thicker blade.
If it's thicker, more than likely it's St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what would you recommend that he make sure he asks questions about what they're going to put down before they put the grass down?
Yes,
what should
I would.
They do?
Like I said, I would probably kill the grass that's there.
Uh-huh.
And then add a compost or a mixed soil, improve the soil, till that in. And then that's also a good time to put fertilizer and then put the sod on top.
Okay. All right, perfect. And like I said, I hired a company to come in and fertilize because I thought I had someone they're not a landscaper, but they are. They come in and they assess
right.
your soil
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, look, you really have some issues with your soil. And we can fertilize it, and by next summer, it should be good. And that's what they're telling me. I don't know.
Now, and you know what? I'm going to pop in here, Isaac, mm-hmm. and give him just a personal story, and mm-hmm. you come in and give me the expert
sure.
stuff. But here's what I saw happen with a lawn, a family member's lawn that I have now sort of taken over and helping mm-hmm. take care of. And they had a large bill come in for one of these chemical companies who'd been mm-hmm. doing their lawn, and their lawn looks horrible. So I canceled it, and I'm like, no, we're going to do MicroLife. We're going to do top dressing on compost mm-hmm. to nurture their soil.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard John Ferguson and our other Home Show Garden Pros talking about something about when you use chemicals, it can leach or drain off the good guys. Tell
well,
me
what happens. It depends on, you know, what chemicals or fertilizers. A lot of your fertilizers are heavy in salts.
Okay.
And so that sterilizes your soil.
That is what happened to the lawn that I'm talking mm-hmm. about, Oscar. I don't know mm-hmm. what's going on with yours, but just be careful. And that's kind of why we're here is going the organic route, which we prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when you've got to use the
right.
chemicals.
Right.
But nurturing that soil, like Isaac mm-hmm. was talking about, is going to do wonders for you. And you can do your own fertilizing with MicroLife, and it's not really on a firm schedule.
Right, right.
So
as needed.
Okay. As needed.
That
so it's something
makes
to,
perfect sense.
Something to think about, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like you've got a good solution for getting that grass to grow. Isaac's suggesting the compost, fertilizer, okay. and then getting the sod on top.
Yeah. The soil is the foundation.
Yep. That's your key.
Yeah.
Once you get that going and nurtured,
mm-hmm.
then it's just a matter of a little bit of maintenance, right?
Right, correct.
And you can call us anytime and find out what am I supposed to be doing now? And they'll let you know.
That's excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for helping me.
Thank you.
And I look forward to a green grass, and thank you for that.
Oh, good
thank
job.
You.
Thanks. Well, enjoy that green grass. And we have got Scott on the line. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are y'all?
We're good.
Great. I have large live oaks in my front yard, and across the street there are also large live oaks. And therefore, I've given up on trying to grow grass. I just have had it every way in the world. I've had different shade-resistant types of grass installed, and I've had it stripped, and I've had the soil prepared, and I've done everything. So I gave up and planted jasmine about a year ago. And I'm wondering what products are, because the jasmine has not completely covered yet. It's covering slowly, and I wondered what products I should add to the soil after the jasmine has been planted to help that growth process.
Well, growth, as we talked before, I would recommend, you know, a fertilizer high in nitrogen, that's going to increase the growth of your jasmine.
Like, okay. For example, what could he get? Could he use 624?
624 is a good one. They also have an ultimate, which is 864.
Oh, yeah. And those are both by MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
You can get those at any of the Home Show
mm-hmm.
Garden Bros.
And also the Humate, that's the Humate Plus, I think would improve the soil.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want the growth, something high in nitrogen.
Okay, which is the first number.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
And Scott, I had some jasmine planted in an area very similar to what you're talking about. And I don't know how long have you had that jasmine down there?
It's been over a year.
Oh, okay. I think you'll start seeing it soon because all of a sudden my jasmine went crazy.
Well, one thing that would help that we talked about before is a crown cleaning to kind of thin out that crown of the live oaks a little more. Then that would improve your light.
Okay. Yeah, the center part.
Mm-hmm. I actually do that every fall.
Okay.
I have a company come in and I stand there and watch them. I don't let anybody touch those live oaks unless I'm present.
Right, because then you'll...
what they do is kind of clean out the interior portion of the tree, but I don't want the ends of the limbs to look like a poodle tail. And
yeah,
so,
like the one that I have, exactly. Yeah.
If they can just thin out the crown a little bit and they can do a crown raise to raise that crown so you have more light in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think your jasmine will be happy.
I hope so. The grass certainly wasn't, so it... I love St. Augustine, but I love my oak trees more.
Right, exactly.
And if you want, you could also, I would recommend a liquid.
Oh, right.
A liquid fertilizer. That's just going to be quicker.
Okay.
So I would recommend both, a granular and a liquid.
Okay. And is the Humate, is that a MicroLife product
Correct.
Also?
Yes.
And you can get liquid MicroLifes also. Mm-hmm. This liquid seaweed, or which one?
The Ocean Harvest. Ocean Harvest has a little more nitrogen.
Okay, and he's got to go for the nitrogen. Okay.
Yes, I will. Well, great. I appreciate the help with that, and of course, I know that even with the shade, even the jasmine has it's going to be slower growing. But trees over ground cover.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I wish you luck. And I had luck, and I know my neighbor's got jasmine under her huge oak tree, and it's kind of a shaded area. So it'll take some time, but I wish you luck on that, and let us know how it goes, Scott.
Great. It's worth the wait. Thanks for your help.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I have been here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. They are up off of 99 and Goslin. Beautiful location, anything that you need for your lawn and garden, from trees. I mean, we rode around in a golf cart for an hour looking at the different trees. I mean, such beautiful varieties. And you were such a great help in saying this is good for this, this is good for that. And the shrubs and his growing greenhouses where you're seeding and growing transplants. So a beautiful location, anything to choose from. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return after this.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil, and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Just like Sherry from Plants for All Seasons just mentioned, she has a great location out at Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. Sandy, get your words out. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you have been listening to us, and we love our callers. We have had a great variety of callers, and this morning, like I mentioned, Spring Gardens Nursery is here with us, and I am learning lingo because I'm trying to behave myself with our experts here, and Isaac is an expert, so I'm learning it's not dirt, it's soil. It's soil. Right. So we talk a lot about soil because that's where it all begins. But we have just so enjoyed having Spring Gardens Nursery joining us here on Home Show Garden Pros. And Isaac, you are an expert. You just fit in with all of the others. I love it.
I prefer the term pro versus pro. Expert.
Okay, I'm learning another. Here's more lingo. Pros, not experts. That's very good. And that's why we're Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I know enough to be dangerous.
Hey, no, you have helped lots of callers. And you know what? We learn something new every day. And I love it when callers, you know, sometimes they're a little timid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's okay. You know, we're here to help and to figure it out. It's like a little science experiment sometime.
Right.
And I also love it when we have callers call and tell us about a success. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. And then the maybe not so successes.
Well, that's where we learn.
That's right. That's right. So talk to us about Spring Garden Nursery.
Spring Garden Nursery is a great place. We've got 18 acres.
Mm.
We've got flowers. We've got annuals, perennials, shrubs, mm-hmm. trees, fertilizer. We have soils, mulches, rock, palm trees, tropicals.
Everything to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location. And, you know, no matter where you are, it's fun to go and visit all of our Home Show Garden Pros. And it's an easy drive, 99 right there at Gosselin. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really easy to get to. Traffic's not bad. So if you need some inspiration or if you need some help, they're there to help you. So I'm sure you'll be at the nursery today. See, that's the other thing I just learned. I called it the nursery and not the shop.
Very
because
good.
I think the Nelsons call theirs the shop. I can't remember. So now I'm going to have to remember that you like to be – it's the nursery. And it is the nursery. It's a beautiful right. trees, shrubs, annuals, yeah, whatever. But thank you for bringing your expertise. I know you don't like that. Your proness.
My proness.
See, your expertise is better. But thank you for bringing that this morning. And we so appreciate you being part of the Home Show Garden Pros. It's been fun.
Very fun. Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And you did great with the callers. You could handle this all by yourself. So this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you have heard from Isaac, who is the general manager out at Spring Gardens Nursery. Go and visit them and say hello. Easy to get to up off of 99 in Gosselin. You also have heard from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.